Thank you, Chair. Congratulations to the CEDAW Committee and High Commissioner. Thank you for setting out so precisely the vast potential for progress that lies in gender parity in decision making. The capacity of women individually and collectively to make decisions and take action is a fundamental driver of change. Let me mention a few examples. We know that peace negotiations with women around the table is more likely to give lasting peace. We know that in finding solutions to climate change, we bring different solutions to the table, depending on who we are. Ensuring all women and girls full, equal and meaningful participation is therefore key to the just transition that we need to see. And we know that to achieve and sustain a well-functioning democracy, women's political participation is a prerequisite. We have come a long way in the last century, but progress remains slow. Women are still underrepresented in decision-making at all levels, especially those facing multiple and intersecting forms of discrimination. There is still a lot of work to do. But in closing, Chair, colleagues, when we share a sense of optimism in the room today, it is because we have been discussing a key to economic and social progress like no other. I thank you.